morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to speak a little bit about Melechus Losh, that I think Roy for the item was learning this week. So just to mention certain kolim, and I think if we take these kolim, we could apply it to most cases. We have, if we start off with two things which were mixed already, right? Losh is kneading. I'm taking flour, which is particles, small particles, it's like a powdery particles, and then I pour water into the flour. Pouring the water into the flour is beginning the binding process. It starts to bind together. Then step number two is gibel, which is mixing it and making it into one. I'm left with a dough. So the melacha that we're picturing in our mind is going from flour to dough, which the next step is going to be to bake it for challah for Shabbos. But there could be many different forms of mixtures. If I have two things which were mixed already, I have chareen, which is mixed already with the vinegar and the horseradish mixed together, and something else which was a mixture, and I want to mix the two things together, that's not a problem. Because it was already mixed together, just adding two mixed things together is not a problem. Right? So therefore, to mix chayin with mayonnaise, with ketchup, or ketchup and mayonnaise, all that is fine. If I have big pieces which are nicker by itself, a potato salad. I want to make a potato salad on Shabbos. So I have cut up pieces of potatoes, and I'm going to add mayonnaise or oil, whatever it may be that's going to cause it to stick to each other, even though it may come out as one glob, like a dough. If I turn over the bowl, it's all going to just fall out together. It's not going to pour out. That's also mutter to do it in a normal way, because it's not. I'm not creating one unit over here. It's still, each piece is by itself. It's just, they're sticking to each other. So it's not a binder that's going to make it one, similar to the dough. Therefore, even midrabanan will be mutter to make the potato salad on Shabbos. Then we have what's called a belila racha, which is a soft batter, and a belila ava, which is a thick batter. Belila ava is something which is an end up being thick and like it's very similar to dough. Belila racha is something which is being softer. There's a thickness to it, but it will pour like a cake batter. Is something which is a belila racha, but a challah batter and then a cookie batter is usually a belila ava. That's something thick. So to make a belila ava on Shabbos, that's issa deraisa. To make a belila racha is the issa drabana. However, usually shinoi does not work. If one would do a melacha in a not usual way, it's asa midrabana. We had one exception to this by Teichin. A Teichin, but a Shine would be mutter. If you use the Shinuim, the Chazal told us. Then we have also Losh. Losh, also sometimes we matter with a Shine. When are we matter with a Shine? So let's take that by Blila Racha. Something which has a thickness to it, but it pours. So that would be a blila racha. Then we say shina is mutter. However, keep in mind there are two steps to making this mixture. There's pouring the liquid, which is in the bind the pieces together, and then there's the mixing. So I need to do a shina in both steps. All I need to do is a shina in the pouring in. That if normally I first put the contents and then I put the water, so now I'll have to put the water first and then the contents. If normally I put the water first and then the contents, and then I have to switch around. So I have to switch around the order of how I put it into the bowl. The second shina is in the mixing. Normally you mix around and around. Now you have to mix crisscross. So that's where I'll make my belila racha. A belila ava, since that's already a question of the raisa. So over here, we're not matir a shinoi, except in a few situations. One situation is if, let's say, I want to make a blila ava, but if I make it Erev Shabbos, it's not going to taste good. It's going to lose its freshness. It's gonna lose taste. Or if, let's say I have to make food for a baby or a older person who needs to eat things which are made into a mixture and simply a lila ava. So then we'll be makel. In other words, if there's a real litzorech, then we'll be makel even on Shabbos to use the shinuyim. Another example of where a kula would be is let's say I have some according to some paiskim, and this way we take on that if I'm not using a liquid, I'm using let's say something thicker like mayonnaise. So I have egg salad or my tuna fish, which was mashed, right? Egg salad, I can mash very fine. There's no problem teichin because it's not gedule kaka. So I can mash it to a very powdery. I can make it very fine. Now I want to put mayonnaise in and make it like a paste, which will look like one. So since when I put the mayonnaise on it, there's no binding process beginning at that time. Nothing sticking to each other until I mix it. So then, even if I would come out with a blila ava, the putting the mayonnaise on will not be a problem. Now, when I want to mix it, so then I'll do a crisscross instead of around and around. That's how I'll make my egg salad, my tuna fish. Drop the mayonnaise on it, as long as it's a thicker mayonnaise, and then mix it crisscross. That will be the way to make the mayonnaise or tuna fish. But if it's a mixture, an example comes up when Lel Pesach comes out on Shabbos. The first day of Pesach is Shabbos. So when do I make the charesis? To make the charesis, Erev Shabbos. And I should pour the wine into the charesis, Erev Shabbos. But let's say one forgot to pour the wine into the charesis, Erev Shabbos. And now he's sitting by the Seder. And he realizes that he needs to pour the wine in. Now this wine is a liquid which is going to bind the pieces together. So now, going back to the rules, depends if it's big pieces or small pieces, what's happening over here? If it's big pieces, it's just sticking it together. So we said that's not a problem. But if it's going to turn into, let's say it's going to be a loose batter, it'll be loose, we're putting in enough wine that's going to be liquidy. It's not a pure liquid, but it'll be liquidy. So that's a blila racha. So I have to do a shinoi. First put the wine, then put the charesis, and then mix it crisscross. If it's going to turn into a blila ava, then that's a shayla, which if there's no choice, you can't get charesis, so then it'll be a litzarech, so we'll be mekel to do shinuyim. But when I make, let's say I make coffee on Shabbos, coffee, cocoa, or anything with instant, right? So I'm starting off with ground coffee, and then using the rules of Bishul on Shabbos, Klishlishi, we'll discuss in Mitzvah Shem, we'll discuss Bishul, how to make a coffee, how to make a tea on Shabbos. But I'm making it in a mutadika way. Or sometimes you have medicine, so there's the powder of the medicine, and you forgot to make it before Shabbos. So now when I pour the liquid into it, and I shake it up, it turns into a pure liquid. Is that a problem of lush or not? So here it's not lush, because you're not coming out with any form of batter. You're ending up with liquid. So even though the coffee, the kernels are melting into the liquid, are being absorbed into the liquid and stirring into one, it's all a cup of one, that's not a problem of lush. I think if we let's say you want to make your coffee, right? You have those filter cups, what are they called? And so you have the filter on the top, and then you put the coffee in there. And then you can take water, which is a klishlishi, and you're going to pour it onto the coffee. And then it seeps through. So boirer is not a problem, because the halacha is that since I'm starting off with liquid, I'm ending up with liquid. So even though it's going through the coffee and getting a taste and a coloring from the coffee, since there's no point where it was mixed, we don't, there's no problem with Baira. Okay, so there's no problem with Baira. However, if it drips through, I'm left with a thick mud on top, like a solid, that could be a question of Lash. Some place can hold that stuff on the top there, you're left with Lash.
Is hot water into a cup of like instant oatmeal, that's going to be very thick.
That what? If I'm making, another Z asking if I
packet oatmeal, is that
have a package of oatmeal, and I want to make oatmeal, right? So now, again, apply the rules. We'll have to discuss the Bishul Shailas, if there's a Bishul Shailas in that or not. But assuming that you're doing it mutadik a Bishul. Now, again, I'm making, usually oatmeal comes out to a thick mixture, so that would be a blilava. So you should not do it even with a shina on Shabbos. Unless it's mamshel tzarichu, you need it for the baby food. Right? Sometimes baby food, you need to, babies, that's what they eat.
That's thinner than oatmeal.
Yeah, usually it's thinner. But if, let's say, it would be thicker, right, correct. Very good. Okay, have a great Shabbos.